Well, good morning. This is the Border Poll Journal for the 3rd of June, 2022. Today's broadcast will be somewhat truncated because my co-host is unavailable. We will have our longer version and our posted subject, which was the impact of the current economic and global crisis vis-a-vis the situation in Ukraine on an upcoming broadcast. We hope to do that on Monday. In the meantime, today we will go over the week's events with regard to issues in the Border Poll community. Looking on some of the headlines, we see that there is a number of issues regarding the Ukrainian refugee movement in Europe. 85% of Ukrainian refugees have stayed in the Czech Republic, for example, which is significant. In some places, the number of refugees has overtaken the ability of the host communities in the EU to deal with it. For example, municipalities in Holland. 8 in 10 Dutch municipalities face increased administrative pressure due to the reception of tens of thousands of Ukrainian refugees, according to reports from Netherlands Times. It surveyed 160 municipalities of various sizes and spread across the Netherlands. 8 in 10 said they were struggling with the increased administrative pressure that the refugee movement is bringing to bear on their communities. In other news that relates to it, there's a program in Canada with respect to Ukrainian refugees who've gone there who can now apply as of yesterday, June 2nd, for income support. Ottawa announced that Ukrainians who've come to Canada due to the Russian invasion will begin receiving financial support from the financial government in the next 5 days. According to Immigration Minister Sean Fraser, Prime Minister Trudeau announced early in April that Ottawa planned to offer money to newly arrived Ukrainians to help them settle in Canada. The Ukrainian-Canadian Congress has criticized the government for not acting on those promises, as thousands of Ukrainians, some without previously arranged places to stay or any money, have already arrived in the country. The one-time payment of $3,000 per adult and $1,500 per child will be available to Ukrainians and their family members who've arrived under this emergency program. So this is an application of 120,000 cases of since May 25th, and between January 1st and May 22nd, according to the Canadian government, 35,000 Ukrainians have actually arrived in Canada. In other news regarding the issue of the war and its impact, Germany has decided that it will ease procedures for at-risk Russians. Germany's Interior Ministry has said that Russians who are persecuted and threatened will be offered protection as the war in Ukraine is accompanied by domestic crackdown by the Kremlin on political opposition. The German government has agreed to accelerate residence permit procedures for folks who are likely to find themselves challenged by the Russian authorities on the grounds of press freedom, human rights activists, and opposition figures. The number of anti-Russian war activists have spoken to the press in Germany. And they basically have convinced the German government that the Kremlin is attempting to justify its criminal war with reprehensible lies and misrepresenting perpetrators as victims and distorting history. Without actually going into various activists' commentary, it's very clear that the German government is being very humane in dealing with essentially Russians who don't. Support their government's activities in this war. In other news outside of Europe, there are now reports in the US that President Biden is looking at a foreign-born population in the U.S. of some 47 million, which is the largest non-native population, native-born population in the U.S. in its history. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, recently analyzed the Census Bureau data, it found that as of April, 47 million foreign-born residents reside in the U.S. This is the largest number ever recorded in any U.S. government survey or decennial census, said the researchers from CIS. Put another way, the nation's foreign-born population has quintupled rather, since 1970 and tripled since 1980, doubling again in 1990 and grown 50% since the year 2000. Foreign-born arrivals, as a share of the U.S. population, now account for 1 in 7 residents, which is the highest percentage in 112 years. So that will have an impact for sure on the demography and the voting patterns of the U.S. in the years to come. When we spoke of the Ukrainian situation vis-à-vis the U.S., the U.S. government has opened the borders to Ukrainians to about 44,000, which is about 11,000 more than what Canada has admitted. It's interesting. A country 10 times the size of Canada admits 10% more than the Canadians have. Since late March, the U.S. has welcomed 22,000 Ukrainians at the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, that's curious that they're coming through the U.S.-Mexico border, which, if you were running a refugee program, you'd think that you would be able to bring them rather directly from a position closer to the crisis. One would think that your flights out of Europe with Ukrainians looking to be refugees in the United States would fly, but I guess first safe country rules apply. How they got to Mexico is an interesting question, and I'm sure the community will be looking at how it is that 22,000 Ukrainians come through the U.S.-Mexico border, according to Homeland Security data. And the administration has released hundreds of Ukrainians into American communities via the San Ysidro Port of Entry in San Diego, California. So, and as part of the process, Ukrainians apparently fly to Tijuana and then line up every day at the port of entry where they are briefly detained and released into the U.S. interior. One source has told Breitbart News that the process works like a DMV for Ukrainians. This is a very smooth in terms of its operation because clearly first safe third country or rules aren't really applying from Mexico at all, it'll be curious to see how that continues in terms of the numbers. In other news that goes to the Ukrainian issue, and it seems to be the number one news item of the week for us here at BorderPol, is that there's questions now even in the UK as to how much can be done to help the refugee cause in the UK. In fact, the UK is now dealing with the question of sustainability. Of numbers and whether or not it's time for a serious conversation there regarding immigration and refugee policy. This comes from a report that was published in the Times of London, where it says that in a report by Claire Fogus on May 30th, that 1 million people, roughly the number of people that live in Birmingham and the populations of Edinburgh and Cardiff combined, are the folks that have entered the UK to live in the last year permanently. The Home Office statistics that released last week show significant rises from the pre-pandemic times, and work visas are up 50% from 2019-2020. The study visas up to 58%, visas granted for family reasons up 63%, A Home Office spokesman says the government has delivered on its promise to the British people to take back control of the immigration system. The Sunday Times and the Times has a lengthy report on this, and I would urge our community to take a look at that report that say was published on Friday today by the Times of London. Finally, to wrap up our short Border Poll Journal report, we were planning to have a guest on our podcast video program to talk about issues of visa sales by countries for permanent resident purposes. In other words, visas for sale, visas for residency. Unfortunately, that guest has declined to appear on our show for reasons best known to the guest. And we're sorry that it's unavailable. We will find another time to and perhaps other experts who can talk to the subject of the residency visa sale system that has been somewhat abused according to some folks in the law enforcement community by somewhat nefarious personalities. In any case, that's the report of the Border Poll Journal for today, June 3rd. As I said, we will be coming back on air next week. Hopefully Monday we'll have a special edition with my co-host, and we wish our viewers and our listeners a great weekend, and we shall see you next week. Bye for now.